Fasting Ramadan, Siyam. Fasting is obligatory upon every Shaykh, past, Persian, Muslim, capable of fasting the month of Ramadan, other than the woman experiencing their monthly menses or postpartum bleeding. Able children should be ordered to fast in order to become accustomed to its practice. The time of Ramadan's commencement is known by one of two signs. One, sighting the new moon by a trustworthy Muslim, male or female, completing of 30 days of the month of Sha'ban, the time of the obligatory fast is from Fajr until Maghrib. The person have the intention to fast before Fajr. The nullifiers of the fast. The fast is nullified by the following: 1. Sexual intercourse in the vagina. One must make up the day and expiate the sin of this act by freeing a slave, and if he cannot do that, he must fast 2 consecutive months. If he is not able to either of those, he must feed 60 poor people, and for those that cannot do even this, nothing is due. 2. Ejaculation due to kissing, hugging, or masturbation, etc. There is nothing due for a person who has a vivid dream. 3. Eating or drinking something intentionally. If someone does so, forgetting that he is fasting, the fast remains correct, and he continues the fast till sunset. 4. Letting blood by means such as cupping or blood donation. A little amount for medical examination and unintentional bleeding, like a wound, does not nullify the fast. 5. Intentional vomiting. Fasting is not nullified by the following: dust entering one's throat, water unintentionally comes to one's throat while washing his mouth, ejaculation due to thinking about desire, wet dreams, unintentional bleeding, unintentional vomiting. If someone eats thinking that it is night and then it becomes clear that it is the day, he must make up for that day. If he is doubting about the coming of the dawn, thinking that it is still night time, his fast is still valid. But if he is not certain about the setting of the sun and it happens to still be daytime, he must make up for that day. Those allowed not to fast. It is prohibited for a person to not fast unless he has a legitimate excuse. Women in their monthly menses and postpartum bleeding must break the fast. When saving someone's life is conditional on breaking a person's fast, it is obligatory on that person to break his fast. It is sunnah for the traveler to break his fast if the journey is long enough to allow shortened prayers, and if fasting is difficult for him, it is also sunnah for a sick person not to fast if he fears that fasting might cause him harm. It is allowed to break the fast for a resident who intends to travel in the day. It is allowed for a woman who is pregnant or nursing to break the fast if she fears any harm on the child or herself. All types of the people mentioned above must make up the days missed. The pregnant or nursing woman should additionally feed a poor person for every day missed if she breaks her fast because she fears harm for the child only. If a person breaks his fast because of aging or because of a chronic disease from which it is not expected that he will recover, then he must feed a needy person for every day of Ramadan, and he does not have to make up those days. Whoever postpones making up the days he missed until the next Ramadan due to a legitimate excuse, all he needs to make them up. If his postponement was not for a legitimate excuse, then he must make up the missed days in addition to feeding a needy person for each day he did not make up. If a person dies without making up some missed days due to some genuine excuse, then there is no sin on him and no making up is required. If there was no legitimate excuse, a needy person must be fed for each day missed, and it is desired that someone from his relatives fast in lieu of him for what he neglected of the fast of Ramadan or the fast of Wudu. All vows to Allah that do not entail disobedience to Allah should be fulfilled. If a person does not fast for a legitimate reason and then this reason lapses during the day of fast, similarly, if a non-Muslim accepts Islam, a woman becomes clean from her menses, a sick person is cured, a traveler returns from the journey, a child reaches puberty, or the temporarily insane person regains his sanity. All of these people must make up the fast of that day in the midst of which this happened, even if they fasted for the remaining portion of the day. No one may fast in lieu to another who is excused from fasting Ramadan. Voluntary fasting. The best voluntary fasting is to fast every other day. The second best fast is to fast every Monday and Thursday. The next in line is to fast 3 days of every month during the days of the full moon, 13th, 14th, and 15th of the Islamic lunar month. It is from the Sunnah to fast most of the month of Muharram and Sha'ban. It is also Sunnah to fast the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, the day of Arafat, 9th of Zilhijjah, and 6 days of Shawwal. It is disliked to single out the month of Rajab, Fridays, Saturdays, or the day of Daud, the 30th days of Sha'ban, for fasting. It is prohibited to fast the day of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. It is also prohibited to fast the days of Tashriq, 11th, 12th, and 13th of Zilhijjah, except for the person who must compensate for not slaughtering in making the Hajj at-tamattu, in making the Hajj at-tamattu or Qiran, see pilgrimage Hajj. Notes: it's allowed for the person in the state of a major impurity, like a person who has had sexual intercourse, or a woman in menses or postpartum bleeding who becomes clean for the crack of dawn, to postpone his path until after dawn, yet before sunrise. He may also take his pre-dawn meal before his path. This does not harm his fast. It is allowed for a woman to take medicine or postpone her menses if she intends by this to participate with the Muslims in the fast of Ramadan, on the condition that this does not harm her in any way. It is allowed for the fasting person to swallow saliva and mucus if it is within his mouth. The Prophet ﷺ said, "My nation will remain on goodness as long as they hasten to break the fast and take their pre-dawn meals at the latest time." Ahmad. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "The religion will continue to prevail as long as people hasten to break the fast, because the Jews and Christians delay in doing so." Abu Dawud. It is Allah of the act that one makes a supplication when breaking his fast. Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fasting person at the time of his breaking the fast has a supplication that will not be rejected. Ibn Majah. One of the invocations reported is to say, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. Abu Dawud. The thirst has disappeared and the veins are nourished and the reward is confirmed by the will of Allah. It is from the Sunnah to breakfast with fresh dates. If fresh dates are not available, then dry dates should be eaten. If neither of those two is available, he should break his fast with water. The fasting person should avoid kuh, a kind of eye powder, eye drops, and ear drops, in order to avoid the matters concerning which the scholars have differed. If a person is in medical need of such drops, then there is no harm, even if he feels the drops in his throat. It is from the Sunnah to use the siwak at all the times of the fast. There is no time in which it is disliked according to the correct judgment of the scholars of jurisprudence. The fasting person must avoid all backbiting, hitmongering, flesh food, etc. If someone abuses the fasting person or curses him, he should say, I am fasting, and gird his tongue and limbs from all that which is sinful concerning his fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for he who does not leave off saying falsehood and acting upon it, Allah has no need for him to leave his food and drink. Al-Bukhari and Ahmad. It is from the Sunnah for the fasting person who is invited to a meal to supplicate for the host and to partake in breakfast. Even if he is not fasting, the honored night, Laylatul Qadr, is the best night of the year. It falls in one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The most emphasized is the 27th night. The performance of good deeds on this night is better than in 1,000 martyrs about 83 years. This night has visible signs which are reached though without much brightness of the sun and also mild weather. A Muslim may pass by it without knowing it. One should perform as much worship as possible in Ramadan and especially in the last 10 nights, seeking not to miss standing for prayers in any of these nights. If he stands in prayer with the Imam for Salatul Taraweeh, he should not leave until the Imam completes the Taraweeh so that the whole night of this is written for him. It is Sunnah for the person who begins a voluntary fast to complete it, but it is not obligatory. If he intentionally breaks his fast, then there is no need to make that fast up as compensation. Devotion. Itikaf. Itikaf means to remain in the mosque masjid in order to perform worship. The condition is that he should not be in a state of major impurity and should not go outside the masjid except for that which is absolutely necessary, like eating, going to the bathroom or making an obligatory ghusl. Itikaf is void if one goes outside the masjid without true need or if one has sexual intercourse. Itikaf can be done any time of the year, but it is recommended in Ramadan, especially the last 10 days. The least amount for itikaf is any set period of time. Yet it is better that it lasts for no less than a day and a night. A woman should not perform a zikaf except with the permission of her husband. The sunnah is to increase one's worship of Allah and to avoid indulging in usual permissible acts, avoiding all things that do not concern the person.